direction. But we saw again both sides of the match that we needed. I thought first half we popped it about well, created chances, good goal. Keepers had three or four terrific saves, and you just worry second half, are you going to get that second goal to kill it off? Because you know with the quality that Dunfermline have got, they're going to have a spell, and they did have their spell. But in fairness to them, we again showed that we weren't going to have Mark Ridgers tested. You know, I think the only thing Mark had to deal with was a cross, and that was it. So again, that, we've said it before, they're working their tails off in training, and it's paying off now in matches. We've got a squad coming together. You know, you see the guys are putting on, Warren, Calder, Oakley. We've got Dorn, El Buzidi to come back. So, you know, things are looking good, and we needed that because the fans have been starved of a good win against a good team here at home, and we got it. And I think it was important psychologically for the players, and it's psychologically good for the fans as well to see us continue our good form.
That reaction from the fans at full time kind of says a lot.
Yeah, I think it does. You know, and they've been, we've said before, they've been very, very patient with us, and you know, we can understand the frustrations from the relegation aspect that we're building a new team. It's been built from scratch. You know, we've got some good pros in there. You know, the back four have been working their tails off, and you know, Brad and Cole have been a rock, and we know we've got Gary Warren. Gary Warren's gone on there the last 5-6 minutes to make sure we're not going to lose anything. George and Ricky come on making a difference. And it was great. The fans are behind us, we know that, and we've been desperate to give them something to cheer here at home, because we know how frustrating it is for them being relegated, and we know how frustrating it was having a poor first quarter. But we felt we were going in the right direction, and if we continue to work as hard as that, then we'll continue to move up the table.
Connor Bell probably deserved his goal for that performance.
Listen, Connor Bell got his goal, and he deserves it because he is. He's a little lad who'll work his tail off, as does John Baird. You know, Baird gets a wee bit stick for not taking chances at times, and he deserves a goal with the work rate. And the players know that. You saw when we took him off, the players were right over to him because they understand that our defending starts with John Baird. He's a pest. He puts the defenders under pressure so that it's easier for the midfield players. And he's a player that the team appreciate. And you know, it was just a pity he couldn't have. You know, it's a great ball in for Paul, and he's got a chance to make it two, and he just couldn't take it because his performance made us up. But yeah, Connor's getting sharper and sharper. He hasn't had a pre-season. He came in late, but he's a guy that's got terrific movement, and again, he beavers away. And you know, again, we saw, you know, the front three, Jake as well, when he continues to do the simple things, he's a handful. Mm-hmm. He's a handful. And you know, we felt there was more goals on us today. There was a couple of very strong penalty appeals that didn't go our way, but over the piece, I thought we thoroughly deserved the win.
It's a team that's playing with a lot of confidence just now, and I think it was the third straight game you'd picked the same side. So
Well, listen, that's what we said yesterday. It's the first time we've named the team on a Friday, where we said, look, there's no reason to change it. There's no reason to disrupt things. We'll just go the same again, and they're deserving it. You know, and that's what, you know, there's players in that dressing room who are desperate to play, and that's where I must point out to Gary Warren, the captain. He's round the players first to grab them and by the throat and shake them and say well done because of the job they're doing, and he understands that, and that's why he's a leader. But we've got players in there, you saw, you know, the frustration and beliefs coming back. You saw John Baird and Paulie have a wee spat because they were desperate to get the second goal, and that's what we talk about. Sometimes frustration meets passion. But they're going about the right way. They made up, got on with it, and just about got a second goal by linking up again. So, as I say, it's down to the players. The players, their appetite for work has been tremendous. We've said before, we've asked the fans to be patient, and they really have been buying us till we get it right, and we're starting to get it right. And you know, hopefully there's more to come. We're heading in the right direction, and you know, we go down to Livingston next week and try and pull some points back on them as well, because we want to keep targeting the teams above. So we've jumped to another place in the table. We now set our sights on Morton and Queen of South, who are the next two, I think, up ahead of us. So we just keep looking at them and trying to keep going up that table.
Great. Thanks.